Good morning. We're holding here in Siman Tov Mem Dalid, Hilchos Pesach, Din Erev Pesach, Shechalias V'Shabbos. Today is December 17th, 2012, Dalid Tevis, Tovshin Ein Gimel. Very interesting halachas about the time when Pesach is greeted by Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, the 14th is on of Nisan is on Shabbos. So the questions we're going to be discussing today is, when do you have your sudas? How do you eat your Shabbos meal? You don't want to have chametz all over the house, right? We can't eat shalosh sudas past a certain time. What are we using for bread, for matzah, for challah? All these issues we'll be discussing right now and the next few shurim. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Yud Dalid, the 14th of Nisan, Shechal Yud B'Shabbos, that falls out on Shabbos. When do you do the Bedika? Bedika Schametz. Boidkin Lel Yud Gimel. You do the Bedika, Bedika Schametz, on the 13th of Nisan. Mevarim HaKol Efnei HaShabbos, and you destroy everything before Shabbos. Meshairin, Mozen Shtei Sudais L'Sarach HaShabbos, and we keep Chametz Dika food around. Mishairin is like Shirayin, leftovers. We keep enough for two meals worth. L'Tzarech HaShabbos. The Suda Shlishis is Mana Achar Mincha. Now, what about the third meal? We have three meals on Shabbos. What about Shalosh Shuris? That Suda is after Mincha. V'oz Eina Yochel Asoy Seloy V'matzo V'loy B'chametz. It's already past the Mincha time. So I can't have matzah. Why can't I have matzah? Because this Shabbos is Erev Pesach. You can't have matzah Erev Pesach. It's the Rabbanan. Because we should go into Pesach enjoying the desire to have the taste of the matzah. This that some people have the minug, many people have the minug not to have from Rosh Chodesh or even some from Purim. This is minhagim. But now is an Issa the Rabbanan on Erev Pesach not to have matzah. So what are you going to do? V'loy b'chametz, you can't have chametz. Why? Because it's past the time that you're allowed to have chametz now. So what does the Mechaber say to do? Elo b'matzah ashira. You should use matzah ashira. We'll see matzah ashira is matzah made with fruit juice. Instead of water, fruit juice. We'll see later that the Ramah disagrees. B'tzorech la'asoysa koydim shah asiris. You have to do this, eat it. Your shalosh shuris before the shah asiris, the 10th hour of the day. Okay. Let's go back now to the Mishnah Brura and see what he has to tell us. Yudal Shechal Yus B'Shabbos, if the 14th falls out, 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, Boidkin Lel Yud Gimel, says the Mishnah Rusev Kot Aleph on the bottom, V'tzorech Levorich Ala Bedika V'gam Levatel, we make the bracha on the Bedika, and we also do Bittul. Why is he telling us we make the bracha? Because normally, if you do the Bedika before the prescribed time, we don't always make the bracha, correct? Right? But here, since this is the prescribed time, when else can I do it? I can't do a bedika on Shabbos. So I do the bedika now on the 13th. And we do bittul as well. Okay. It's Lel Yud Gimel, Sifkot and Beis. Shalomachar Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Iyav Shalif Doik. You can't check the next day on Erev Shabbos. You can't do that. Iyav Shalif Doik. The ain't boitkin l'or hacham kanal. What's the Mishnah coming to answer? He's coming to say, in a case where, why don't I just check, instead of Thursday night, Friday morning? It's closer to the time of the 14th. So the answer we all learned, because we don't check with the light of the sun. We want to use a candle. When do we use the candle? We use the candle at night. So that's why Mishnah Brura is telling us, we do the bdika at the night of the 13th. Sifkat and Gimel, we leave over chametz to have our Shabbos meals, our Shabbos sudas. We have to be careful to put it in a safe place that it doesn't roam around the house. Just like we said earlier. We keep the meals at Soyach HaShabbos. With Shabbos Zeh, this Shabbos, Mashkim L'Spala, we get up earlier to daven. Normally on Shabbos, part of Oynik Shabbos is to start a little davening a little later than we do what we do normally during the week. This Shabbos, we want to daven earlier. And V'lo Yaricho Harbei, and to make sure you speak to the chazan politely, that he doesn't go too much chazonis. Not this Shabbos, because we have to get home to eat. Why is it so important to eat? Oh, we think about food the whole time? No, because we have a deadline. We can't eat chametz past a certain time. Kidei she'eh lohem reshus, v'lo yavayu lidei michshol. In order that we'll have time to eat the chametz properly, and we won't come to a stumbling block of eating the chametz past the time when we're allowed to. Then we said in Sif Kadin Hay, we're not allowed to eat matzah past by Shalosh Yisur already, because past the time when you're allowed to have the matzah. The whole asulech or matzah bera pesach ukidukamon in Simin Tafayin Aleph. As we'll see, Mr. Hashem, it's forbidden to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. We're going to go to Sivkan Vav and Zayin, then come back to share some interesting points on this matzah issue. Sivkan Vav, so what should he use? The Mechaber says, use matzah ashiro. What is matzah ashiro? What is it, bread of wealthy people? Imagine you go to a bakery. I like the wealthy bread. I'm going to throw you out. What are you talking about? Hainu shini lo yishibi mei peiris levad. You only use fruit juice. I assume it's called wealthy bread because water is cheaper than fruit juice. Simple as that, even today. Okay. Koidim shah siris. So you have to eat, make sure you eat the shalashuris before the 10th hour of the day. The mishom ve'elech from that time and on. Afilu matz ashiris osulecho kidei shayoycha matzal teoven. From that time and on, I feel a matzah shir, even in the bread of a wealthy man, meaning this fruit juice type of bread, matzah, is also asalecho kadei sheyocha matzah teyovon. Ukin l'kamon simen tofayin alas abeis, as we'll see later on, that we want to enter the yontif when we are enjoying with an appetite for the matzah. Now, yes?
How does egg matzah fit into this?
Okay, so we'll get to egg matzah. It's a good question. We'll get to egg matzah. Okay, just simon to help us remember where this discussion of to eat matzah teyavon is in simon tofayin aleph sif beis. It's toev. Toev means a desire, an appetite. So that's exactly the simon itself. Simon tofayin aleph sif beis talks about that. Okay, now I want to share with you some interesting points. In the Dershu, they discuss. Now we're talking about the shalosh shudas issue here. We said in Sif Kotten Hay, the whole also lechol matzah bere pesach. It's also to eat matzah nere pesach. I'm reading now from number 8 in the Deir Shu, and I'll explain for those who don't have it as well. Achein inin lechem mishnah. What do you do about lechem mishnah? Says the Chazon Ish, shelo yashiru l'shem kach chametz. Don't leave over chametz. Eli tzarfu matzah kelechem mishnah. What should he do? He'd take a piece of... Imagine the scene. I can't even say the words. He'd take matzah and challah, put the two together. It's hard to say it, right? But that's what the Chazon Ish is saying to do. You need lechem mishnah. So you only have one challah, right? So what are you going to do? Well, you take your matzah. But, says the Stipler Zatzal, you put it in a bag, a nylon plastic bag. You put your matzah in a plastic bag. You don't want to touch the two together. You can't get the same zip code, right? Right. So the Stipler says very carefully. He says, "What you do is shiata if you still have a sakit nylon, make sure your matzah doesn't touch the challah. You put it in a plastic bag, ziplock, a few locks, codes, and everything. You can fulfill your obligation of lechem mishnah like this." Now, a person might think bread that is not royal achila cannot be used for lechem mishnah. Why is this matzah not royal achila? Because we just said you can't eat the matzah now. So I might think that this bread, meaning the matzah, cannot be used for lechem mishnah. Why not? Because I can't eat it. Kamash malon. Says in this in Karelitz that you're allowed to shaf al pisha matzah suru b'achilu b'er pesach mikomokom yesh b'chashivus l'sudo b'mashimunach lefon of oid lechem. I might not be able to eat it, but this that I take the matzah next to the challah, it's good for lechem mishnah. It works. Now there's a whole discussion which we're not going to get into. I just want to share with you the topic of whether or not matzah is muksa. Now I know what you're thinking. It doesn't make noise. Right? My children always say, oh, it's a muksa, it makes noise. Muksa, not noise, make noise, okay? That's not the issue. And when the kid turns a light on, you know, the little child, you know, oh, muksa. Well, not muksa, it's a derisive, you know. It's like, we're not getting into that now. So, over here, there's a whole discussion which they discuss whether or not, if you're not going to eat the matzah or not, whether it's muksa to metalta or not, that's not for now. However, what I do want to share with you, A person doesn't have chametz, and he doesn't have matzah ashira, meaning the matzah made out of fruit juice, for the tzorech asuda shniya, for shalosh shuras. Elarak matzah, he only has matzah, real bona fide kosher lepesach matzah. Matzah shmura, the best he durim, he spent $20 on one piece. Okay? Good price he got. Now, says a chsam sofer, she ekayim es asuda b'matzah mishum she mitzah suda shavas he midaraisa v'doich es isra achilas matzah b'era pesach sheine el midrabanan. We just explained that you don't need matzah b'era pesach. But in this case, you only have matzah. And since we're saying to eat, not by shalosh shuras, but your second meal of Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos day one, the earliest one, okay, it's a mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa will override the mitzvah derabanan. Okay? Now, ezo chacham harayis anoylad, we don't have to come on to this if we prepare ourselves properly. But if this is the situation, and it falls out that we only have the matzah, we're allowed to eat lechem mishnah with the matzah itself. But let's say you live in a town where there's no Eruv. Yeah, of course you borrow from the neighbor, you know. Okay, whatever. We're talking about those. If those scenarios can exist, well, then do it. You know, but if they don't exist, then you're permitted, says the Chassam Sofer, to wash on matzah. Not matzah shira, not matzah aniyah, matzah, the matzah. Okay, we know matzah, right? Okay. That's what I want to share with you. Now let's continue with Haggah. Says the... Yes. You're asking, like, how do you make the bracha when it's in the plastic bag?
Yeah, when it's covered, too, because we cover the red.
Right, the challah.
In order to say the other.
Right, so I hear what you're asking. It's a good question. In fact, there's a sefer behind you, which I believe it discusses Simcha Bun Kon. I don't want to misquote him. I didn't see it recently. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he says that when you do make your bracha, lecha mishnah, and I think he says you can even use a frozen. Let's say you come to Shal Shuddah, so you see that there's only one challah. You're looking around, you can't find it. Oh, so you go to the matzah. It's during the year now. You can't find the matzah. You have a frozen challah. If I'm not mistaken, he says you can take out the frozen challah, but you should take it out of the plastic bag. So that's what your question is. How could you have it in the plastic bag here? So I think what the stipler here is saying, to put it in the plastic bag, first of all, it's see-through. But even if it's not see-through, it's not that type of separation. It's lachatchila to remove it from the bag for maybe the kavod mitzvah. Or maybe it shouldn't be a separation when that's a different story. When you wash it ready, sometimes what people do is they have the challah and want to keep it fresh as possible. So after they wash, then they're sitting down, they start taking out the tie and this and that. That we should do beforehand. You don't want to have a hefsek. That's what he says, take out the plastic bag, take off the bag first. So in this case, this is the best scenario that we're allowed to keep it in the Ziploc bag or the plastic bag. Says the Ramah. Further, we do not have the custom to have matzah ashira. Kilakamon simin tof samach beis if dal baga, as we'll see later on. Ikayim sudashlishes bemine peiris ay bebasa vedagam kudleel simin reish sadi aleph sefei baga. The Ramah disagrees. He says in our medinas, our minhag is that we do not have shalosh shuras with matzah ashira. So how do you have shalosh shuras? You have shalosh shuras with fruit, or you have shalosh shuras with meat or fish. Now, just to point out, the Mishnah Berurah here is on both columns of the page, so we're on the right column. The right column. Yikayim v'chulei b'mini peiris, you should fulfill the mitzvah shalosh shuras with fruit. Ayin el simin reish sadi aleph sifei, and over there in the Hilchos Shabbos, discusses the yesh deyos b'poiskim. There are those opinions. There's a machloikis in regards to shalosh shuras. Does shalosh shuras have the same status as other first two meals? And we're saying no. There are some paiskim that learn you have to have it specifically with pas. Other paiskim learn no, you don't have to have it with pas. That's what we're saying here now in this scenario when erev Pesach is the Yud Dal Nisan, right? Yud Dal Nisan falls on an Erev Pesach. In this type of emergency, we can rely on those who are lenient. Look in Siman Reish Sadi Alav, the Yoyse Toi Bebos of a Dogim Bepeiris. It's better to have S'mor Choshev, to have the meat or the fish as opposed to the fruit. V'what din, he says further, the Yochel Akaim Betavshil, you could also use Kegoyin Knedloch, Ach Yesh Nafkamino, the Ze'ene Mutter Rak Koyin Shah Asiris. The Knedloch, the Chometz Dekah Knedloch is only Mutter, it's a Mezoinis, is only mutter before the 10th hour of the day. V'heichu shemekayim bepeiris, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the case where you're using fruit, oy bebasav adogim, yuchol lekayim afilo achar shasiris. You can even be eating the shalashuris after the 10th hour of the day. And the reason for that is because throughout any Erev Pesach, that's basically all we're eating anyway, right? A little potato here, right? As you're cutting up the meat, whatever it is, you take a nibble on that. I mean, what are we eating already? You know, a little fruit here and there. It's also Erev Pesach. Ach, b'chol zeh, yizor sheyoicha rak ma'at ulei yimlamalei kreis. So be careful only to eat a little, not to fill up your stomach. Kedei sheyoicha matzol teyovon, because if you're full, which that'd be quite difficult because you don't eat till late, but if it happens anyway, you can't eat the matzah with an appetite. In number 11 of the deyush, they bring from the Shlach Kodesh, that a person will use fruit, says lechatchilo yikach peiros mishivas haminim. If you're going to be using fruit, use shivas minim fruit for shalosh shudis. Is it brought by the Shibur Le'aleka when they were showing them v'tamadaver sheish lahadifam? Why should he make them? Why should he use the shivas minim? Says the kafachayim. I'm reading from the Haistophis in the Dirshu. Shehu mishum shemavarchem acharayim berachas main shalosh. We don't just say a bar in the fashis, but you say a higher madrega. You say berachas main shalosh. Similar to like the Alam Michya, that's what you say, that's what the Kaf HaChaim says, better to use, that's what the Shlach says, better to use, Shivas Haminim. Further in the Mishnah, Rav'ayim b'achronim shekosvu, the Achronim write as follows, the Toiv gamkein sheyechalik su'udos shachris shall pass l'shnayim. The Hayesh oimrim the yoitzi b'zeh yidei su'udos shlishis. The Achronim say that when it comes to the day meal, divide up your meal into two. And then you'll have your second meal of Shabbos, and then your third meal of Shalosh Shudis right away, right in the morning. And you'll fulfill your mitzvah. Because there are those who hold that you fulfill your Shalosh Shudis like this as well. The Gra says as well, this is the appropriate way of acting, of dividing your Shabbos meal into two. This, says the Mishnah Berurah, is only good if you will be masik in between and you'll have time to wash. Now let's discuss, let's talk, you have a scenario. It's Shabbos morning, it's Erev Pesach, Shabbos morning. You came home from shul, it's now 9:45. Okay, remember you davened early. Okay, I'm sorry, you woke up, right? I got scared, right? Right. You woke up early, everybody. Chassidim, Lichvish, Sfardim, even Sfardim, everybody. Right? Everybody, you have to dive in early, okay? You know, sometimes, you know, you go to a chasna, like, with a Yekesh chasna, and making a shidduch with, let's say, a Chassidish or a Sfardish, right? So, they're exactly 3 hours late, right? Right? So, here, we can't be exactly late at all. We have to dive in early. You dive in early. Here, we have to start your first meal, you bench, and then you have to make a hefsek in between. Because if you don't make a hefsek in between, says the Mishnah Kedei Shelo Yeh Bechlal Bracha Shein Sricha. You don't want to make a Bracha Shein Sricha. So, Reb Shlomi asks a question here. How long you have to wait in between? Let's see number 14 in the Dershu. He tells us different opinions. Now, the first opinion brings, in regards to how long you have to wait, he brings Shelo First, he tells us, don't sit in your seat. You finish your suda. Don't just sit down there. Get up, walk around a little. So it looks like you're being a masik, like you're making a separation, an interruption from the first meal to the second meal. How? Then he says further, those who just sit in their seat, it's not like a hefsik, because it's just like they're having one meal. Now, okay, well, but that washing is not considered to be the hefsek, really. Yeah, so we'll see. Look at the next opinion. He says like this. Now, the Shir Shahus Bein Asudas, the Chemed Moshe, who's an inical from the Shach, a grandson descended from the Shach, he says, Shedai Lishos Gidehiluch Dalar Amos. All you have to wait is the amount of time it takes to walk 4 Dalar Amos, which is nothing. That's the amount of time you take, you wait after you finish your Shemoneh Esrei. Right, you wait a few seconds. Okay. However, we don't really, that's not the minigot that we work with. The Munkacho, the Minchas Elazar, he says, Sari Shashir Hu Reva Shah, 15 minutes. Okay, so the Minchas Elazar, those who follow this Hasidic approach, say 15 minutes. So maybe they'd stop davening 10 o'clock. So they okay, and instead of 9:45. The Chazanish says that you should wait a Chasid Shah, half an hour. And I think that's what many of us have the custom of waiting a half an hour in between the first Suda, walk around, take a walk around the block. The Gemara in Shabbos says anyway, it's important to walk after you eat, and then come back, you have a half an hour, half a second. Yes?
Don't you have a problem with the Machaber saying that you can't do the Shal Shus till after Mincha, and Mincha can't come till Chatzot? So don't you have a problem doing the Shal Shus that early?
What's the problem? What, to daven Mincha, you're saying?
You can't do Shal Shus till after Mincha. It just said it. The Machaber just said it. You can't do mincha until after chatzot. Well, chatzot is too late to eat the chametz.
No, so we're not talking eating chametz here now. Fruits and
fruits.
Yeah, we said that. We said having fruits and
except you just put up the kiddush.
Right, so he's not discussing the mechaber in this piece. He's discussing a different possibility, and that's the gro. The gro is not called going to mechaber. The gro is going to gro. The gro says, what should you do? What's the best way to do it? You have your first meal. You have half an hour break, you have your second meal. What people do sometimes is they'll either have... See, we'll discuss Shal Shus for a second. First of all, you want to make sure, l'chadchil ideally, that your main meal is the Shabbos meal, the second meal of Shabbos. Now, keep that in mind. Another point to keep in mind is that you also want to make sure that l'chadchil Shal Shus should be eaten after your Davar Mincha. Okay? This is a Shas Adchak scenario. We're not dealing with the ideal situation. You know, one might think, like, why did Chazal orchestrate it? How come they didn't make it that the calendar that shouldn't fall out like this? So, maybe they wanted us to have a lesson in Zvizus. They have to make sure we get and do things quickly. Not just learn Mesil Sashar and Perek Vav, right? But make sure we do it also. So, the Gro is not going in the Mechaber, not at all. The Gro is saying, eat your meal, first meal. Now, in regards to this first point, if you're going to have your first meal, what sometimes people do is they have their, forget about what sometimes people do. Well, the best way to do it is to have the main meal by that second meal, main food. What does that mean? Don't wash, have your gefilte fish with your chrein and this and that, and then bench. What's the main part of the Shabbos meal? Cholent. Okay. Hakol Moedim. Everybody agrees. Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Litvish, Hakol Moedim, everybody, Chasidim, across the board, it's a cholent. If that's the case, you should have your cholent by that first meal, then bench, then have your gefilte fish and dessert by the second meal, because then you have the Iker Suda was your Shabbos Day Suda. Okay, hold here for today. Thank you.